Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, let's start in the NBA. Big shocker. Miami stunning the Boston Celtics yesterday, 111-101. Tyler Hero at 24 for Miami. I didn't see this. I thought this was going to be a sweep, and Miami came to play in Boston.
It's, first of all, the first time, I believe, in NBA history that a team has won by double digits as a 14-point underdog or more. They went off at 14, 14.5. Nobody gave them anywhere near a chance. They got beat badly in game one. They were down by as many as 34 in game one at Boston. They were playing without Jimmy Butler for a second straight game, without Terry Rozier, a starter, for a second straight game. And like you said, Denton, everybody was expecting an easy four-game sweep. But this is Miami. This is Eric Spoelstra. And the Heat are just one of the true badass organizations in all of professional sports. There is a culture, a winning culture, a toughness in their culture. Makes them a little bit like the Ravens to a certain degree. But you cannot, for whatever reason, even without Jimmy Butler, who's been an NBA playoff star for the Heat over the last, 4 to 5 years, you can't count them out. Let me just give you guys a little bit of what happened here, because there is some interest, even if you're not following it. So last night, the answer to getting blown out and not having the star players, your biggest star, was to not slow the game down, not to bring it to a crawl. It was to shoot every single open three that they had and to play with pace. Spoelstra was asked before the game about how many threes he thought they would shoot. He said, well, maybe 50 is unrealistic, but I understand the math of it. We're going to shoot a lot of threes to match what Boston did and to give ourselves a chance. They were 23 of 43 from behind the arc. Look, if they miss those shots, they lose. But it was their one chance to stay in the game, and everybody shot them. Everybody shot them. It wasn't one or two guys. It was four or five guys were knocking them down. And they won by 10 on the road against the best regular season team in the league, becoming, again, first playoff team in the past 30 years to win by double digits as a 14-point or greater dog. Also last night, 62.2% of their points came from behind the arc. That is an NBA playoff all-time high. 62.2% of their points coming from behind the arc. It was a shooting display like you would not believe. I don't know if this is an aberration or if it's a trend, but, you know, Boston's one of those teams. Remember, Miami got them in the Eastern Conference Finals last year as a big underdog, and then they ended up losing to Denver in the finals. There is something about this franchise, Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, the toughness that they have. Last night, you had five players make at least three-pointers in the game, and they attacked it that way. It was the only chance they had. Will Boston obviously run them off the line in the next game? They probably will, but Miami's got guys that can drive the basketball, too. It's one of those things, Denton. I don't think Miami turns this into a long series. Boston's that much better, and without Jimmy Butler, I just can't possibly wrap my arms around the possibility of Miami turning this into a six or seven game series with a chance to win. But game three is the critical game, because Boston will feel it. You know, they have felt it before. The series context, game context, if they're down 2-1 in a series, they could start to feel it a little bit and start to press a little bit more. They are prone with Tatum and Brown to playing the kind of basketball that Miami loves to see somebody play against them, which is too much ISO, too much two-man, where they don't have to get worn out guarding. Boston doesn't play that way all the time. They played that way last night. Game three will be interesting. But, man, that is a stunner last night. 14-point underdogs in a playoff game on the road, and they won by 10. I mean, it was a shooting display. They 23 threes. There were 14 made twos in the game for them.
Have you looked at the game three line yet?
I have not. Let me guess. I'm going to guess that Boston is a 6-point favorite.
9.5.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Way off on that one. Yeah, I mean, the odds makers believe this was a one-off. By the way, Butler's out for this series at minimum, right?
Yeah, he's out MCL. For like a month. So yeah. Even if they got to the next series, he'd probably be out for just about all of that, albeit for maybe like a surprise game seven return or something like that.
Yeah. That last night's one of the more fascinating ways in which a team played, not that it's so unusual, but for Miami to watch their total change in strategy from game one, with Spoelstra recognizing, look, it's our chance to win. We got to make these threes, but we aren't going to pass with anybody on the floor on an open three. And they crushed them with it. All right, what else?
So we briefly mentioned this, but Washington declined Jamin Davis's fifth-year option. Not a massive surprise. He obviously was not drafted by this regime. I do feel like this is kind of the end, though. I thought Jamin Davis had potential. I thought we saw it at certain times throughout the course of the last two seasons, but I can't imagine he's on the team past this season.
I don't feel the same way. I'm gonna let Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. and their defensive staff, they look for explosive players that can get after the quarterback. They want to create, and we saw it even with the players, even if they weren't long-term signings, we saw it with their mode in free agency. I look, I did not think they would pick up the fifth-year option because there's been an inconsistent player there with off-the-field issues. And so, you know, that reckless driving charge in March of 2022, which was, you know, punishable by up to 12 months in jail, he appealed the conviction, remember, avoided jail time, but he was sentenced to 180 days and had his license revoked for 6 months. And remember, those were back-to-back incidents for him. But we move on from that. I think that they're smart not to pick it up, but I think they have plans for him. I think his athleticism will be utilized by Dan Quinn, unless they think that he, for whatever reason, can't pick up on what they want to do. But I'm actually intrigued with how they use him this year.
Right, what else? I hope you are correct. I hope you're correct, but I am not as benefited.
There was no way that it made sense to pick up the fifth-year option.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, commit to that.
No.
With a guy with right now his track record on and off. But I think that with Luvu and Davis, Wagner, we're gonna see some schemed up pressure. And I think Davis will be a part of it. I do. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of our team, we got a new hashtag. Gone is HTTC. Gone is take command. In is hashtag raise hail. And that's how you get the official W logo on Twitter. So that's the team's official hashtag this season. I like it personally. I'm all for it.
I didn't even realize they had an official hashtag before. I did ask you about this raise hail because before the show I checked Twitter, which I do before the show, and several of you had sent me this. What do you think? And you suggested to me that this may be an indication that they're moving away from Commanders, or people think that. And the reason being that their official hashtag was take command last year?
Last year, I think it was HTTC, but they also used take command a ton. So it is
okay.
worth pointing out that Commanders is now no longer part of their official hashtag.
As in the C for Commanders and as in the word command. And it's
right.
Raise hail.
Hail.
Okay.
Hail to whatever's next.
Let me just tell you, like many of you, I have thought about where they are on this. I think I shared this with you last week or the week before. Somebody sent something in that said, why haven't we heard anything from them? I do think personally, when we get through this draft, between the end of the draft and the beginning of training camp, I think it's appropriate for Josh Harris, no one else, Josh Harris, to address the name and whether or not this is something they're considering changing. You know, part of me is concerned that they have moved into the mode of kind of playing the clock here. The longer it's the Commanders, the more accepting of it, because you just get exhausted with it. And if they're successful this year or next, and maybe the reason for that is it's very expensive or it's very logistically difficult to, you know, a year or 2 years now after it was changed, to go change it again. I know how most of you feel. I feel the same way. And we'll stay on it. But I do think it's time for Josh Harris to address it. You know, this idea that they can't walk and chew gum at the same time has now run its course. We understand that it wasn't a priority, okay? You can think that this is very important and also not assign it the top, you know, rung on the priority list. We get it. They had to fix a stadium. They had to make sure that the stadium was safe for people to attend games because it was essentially crumbling around their feet. They had to, you know, do what they needed to do with respect to putting the people in place that can ultimately create a winner. But I think this has been certainly something that's been talked about, addressed, but I'd love to know how much work they've done on it and whether or not that work has produced, you know, a result, which is going to be difficult, going to be very expensive. Branding and marketing people are telling us it's not worth it. But then what you're saying and what many people on social media are saying is maybe this change to raise hail is an indication that maybe some good news is coming with respect to the name and the brand. We'll see. I get this weird feeling and not a pleasant feeling in the pit of my stomach that they've gone a little bit Dean Smith four corners on us. And they're hoping that they can, you know, run the clock out with, you know, with probably in their eyes at least a one-point lead. That enough people that have barked loudly will just eventually get exhausted and say, whatever, let's just win. They might be right. I think there are a lot of people that will not come back without a change. I think that they understand that. But the issue is whether or not it's cost justifiable. We'll see. So raise hail, hashtag. That's fine with me. I don't get into these hashtags and whether or not they're trying to send a message. Maybe they are with this one. Who knows? All right, anything else?
Yeah, final one here. This one is right up your alley. TikTok is getting banned. The president said that they have 9 months for ByteDance, which is a Chinese-run corporation, so they don't love that. They got 9 months to sell, or they're going to be banned in the U.S. This is like the fourth time that TikTok has been threatened with being banned in the U.S., so we'll see if it actually comes to fruition. But it is something.
Yeah, this is part of the big $95 billion aid package, which includes, you know, the Ukraine money and the Israel money and the humanitarian money for Gaza, right? It's all tied in to all of this. I'm not a TikTok. Actually, that's not true. I'm not a TikTok content provider, that's for sure. But I do, on occasion, get sucked into the rabbit hole of watching TikTok videos. There's no doubt that sometimes they are very entertaining. When they speak to your interests and with respect to people or topics. But yeah, I mean, look, China's a legitimate threat, and we'll see whether or not we can get different ownership of TikTok. There's a whole lot in this conversation, First Amendment, et cetera, which we're not certainly going to spend a lot of time on draft day. All right, Ben Standig coming up at 12. We're going to give you guys a chance to weigh in as well. But Jaden Daniels has made the rounds. Several of the quarterbacks have made the rounds doing interviews, including yesterday and even this morning. We'll play some of that sound from you, for you from Jaden and perhaps another quarterback or two when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.